Yeah, I'd like to call the Town of Mountville Finance Committee meeting for October 28th, 2025 order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that Counselor Jaskiewicz is present and Timothy May is present. And Kevin Lathrop has not arrived. And he has not given me an indication whether he's coming or not. This time remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And one more time. Please.
Linda Tomasic, PO Box 407, Mountville. I have a question, and I don't know if it's here I have to ask or the town council. And that's in regards to the animal control facility that's being built. When the contract was awarded, there were things that were taken out. And I'd like to know who took those things out.
It wasn't a who. There was a committee early on. It was pretty much the whole stakeholders that came up with that, right? Early on, it was before the bids. It was still during getting the bids out. It was two staff meetings on that to get it down so it was in budget. So.
The amount that was awarded, though, was the same amount that we're still
You're confusing two different things, Linda. This was before it was ever awarded.
Mm-hmm.
This was to get the price down so that the money that they had would construct it.
Was there addendums done to that to take those items out?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. This isn't a debate system.
Yep. I pointed out that it was not as Ms. Tomasic, that it was a early on stakeholders needed to get the price within budget before it went out to bid. So moving on. Minutes.
So move.
Approval of the minutes from the special from the September 4th, 2025 meeting.
Yeah.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Record shows 2-0. Update from the finance director. Chapman?
Okay. So we're about 4 months into the fiscal year now. We're 33%. Most departments are on track overall. The expense report includes encumbrances in the percentages shown, as we've discussed before. So some may look a higher percentage than the actual amount that was spent. Like one example is legal services. It shows 100% used, but that's because there's a $16,000 encumbrance for our bills, recurring bills throughout the year. Page 2, top of page 2.
This single sheet one?
Nope, the next one.
All right.
We will have some savings in the fire marshal and town planner salary lines. Since those were vacant for the first quarter of the year, the town planner position was filled last week.
Yeah. When do they start there? How much are they?
They started last Monday.
20th Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we should be able to make an announcement on the fire marshal within the week.
Good.
Overtime, as we know, has been on the radar. The police are currently at 58.1% spent, fire is at 89.2%, and dispatch is at 51.3%. So those are all trending significantly higher than our baseline of 33% through the year.
And Julie, I just want to point out that I did talk to the chief, and he was talking about that. And He is making some changes now that they're mandatory, or they're their level three assessment for the police department.
Their certification.
Certification. That was a big push last year, and you get level two, level three. So now that police officer now can be in another realm. So that was one of the things that was driving. And they also taken on another staff that will help.
Good.
So that, and then as far as the other ones, but anyway, so we should be, even though we're 50% and we're 50% in, I think, from what he's telling me, it should balance out.
Okay.
Not balance out, but it should be.
Start trending more in line.
And this happened last year, remember, Patrick, when we hired two firemen, it plateaued out and helped out a lot, but we're still in that.
Okay, so we'll still continue to keep an eye on that at our monthly meetings to see how it progresses. But overall, as a whole, general fund is 28.8% expended, which is below 33%. So we're in line with projections there. Recently, I went through our capital fund and our capital non-recurring fund. Those hadn't been updated in the financial system in the last couple years. So this brought funds and projects to light that the town can continue working on, and it gives us a cushion of not having to use fund balance or contingency if any non-budgeted capital expenses occur throughout the year.
Yeah, I saw that list. It's quite a few projects that were completed, but they're still showing their meeting funding. Is that correct?
So some of them ended up being used with ARPA funds, so that would just go back to our capital balance in that fund.
What's the order of magnitude on that?
What's that?
What's the order of magnitude, the amount of money we're talking about there?
So in our capital fund, we're still working through the projects, but after the authorizations, we have $53,800 available. That's likely to increase due to some of these projects no longer being valid. And then in our capital non-recurring fund, we have $308,666.
Okay.
Yes. And then the last update I have is it's likely we will have the fiscal year 24 audit on Friday. That's good news. That's the first thing I started working on when I was hired, so I'm glad that it'll be completed.
Yeah.
The auditors are just waiting on one piece of information from the Board of Ed.
And just
before
out,
they can send it to printing.
That was where we were at last month and the month before. They were waiting on Board of Ed budgetary stuff. And so it's been.
But have you had any problems with them? Because I thought they would take care of that.
No. They last month.
So I thought at their meeting, they said they were communicating with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like everything was okay. If it isn't, you got to let me know.
Yeah, I will.
Things
have been fine. So. If we don't get that one piece of information, I'll report back because that would delay them being able to send it to print. But we have until end of day tomorrow, and they just let us know today, so we'll give them some time.
I'll call them tomorrow then. Okay. Get mine out. You want to call the finance director or the superintendent?
Well, she can.
I'll follow up with Deb in the morning
to
make sure. Yeah. I emailed her this afternoon, and she said.
I talked to Chairman Pike at our last town council meeting, and I expressed to him that there was some other issue. He was saying, well, they need to talk, you and her need to talk, and get that resolved. So, and I let him know about we're waiting on some Board of Ed information to get audit, because that was almost 2 months ago now. So, you know, that's what's holding up our audit, is them not getting the information.
Oh, I thought they said, I just went to the Board of Ed meeting. Deb said everything was going good. She was communicating with her. There was just a couple of things that.
Yep, so within the last month, once we were kind of at the end of the audit, the auditor set up weekly meetings with me so that them and us could stay on track and make sure we would have it finalized for the end of this month. And at each meeting, they would ask a couple questions from the town and Board of Ed, and we've been complying with their requests, so. So once we receive the audit, I can reach back out to bond counsel to get the process of going out to bond started. That was delayed previously because they need the audit in order for us to go out to bond.
Right. I'll make sure Board of Ed knows that. They got bond stuff that they're trying to do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Hold it up.
I've told them, I said if we don't get the audit soon, we might have to delay the project, so.
And did they start giving you stuff for the HVAC work? Because I told Mr. Pike that those invoices were coming in and they were dumping all the POs on you all at once. Did they get that resolved?
I think so. They sent some bills for legal ads last week.
Because I explained to Mr. Pike that that causes a cash flow issue.
Mm-hmm.
If they just go and dump several hundred thousand dollars, then we gotta go and get the money, you
yeah.
know, moved around and need to let you know, communicate better. Has that been resolved?
I haven't received any invoices besides the legal ads.
Okay. So we need
So
to
I don't know if they have lingering invoices or not, but I haven't received anything besides that.
I think we need to have a meeting on that.
Okay.
Because I don't think that's fair that they're just literally dumping 10 or 15 or 20 POs on you all at once. They're holding on to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't gotten an influx of invoices. We had a couple for the track back in May or June, but that's resolved and done with.
All right, good. All right.
Does anyone have any other questions? I do have one on, we also finally start Tyler Content Manager implementation on next Monday.
Good.
So that's finally on the calendar. It's all scheduled.
Department is.
Part of that is when we commit to Tyler, their scheduling is scheduled so far out. We had committed to it almost 2 months ago, and November was the first free time they had open in their schedule.
Now, it's first to train your staff.
Yes.
Right? And then?
The department heads?
Then department heads.
Then Patrick and I will relay all the information.
Are you guys doing the training?
Yes.
So what this is going to be a virtually, I'm going to say, paperless environment, and it'll require a little more effort from the department heads to make sure that invoices and POs
are matched up,
are coming in to you without no more stacks of paper sitting on your desk.
Yep.
So that's good. And I was just looking over a minute. I'm just going to ask this question because this was near and dear to Joe and in my heart, and that's the electronic timekeeping, right?
Oh.
So hopefully we can start looking into that soon. I know you were trying to hope you want to get Tyler Content Manager going.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
if I'm still here, I'd like to hold you to that to get it. If not, the next council hopefully will take that up and get that going. So I think that's important for keeping active.
Definitely, yes.
Any other questions for?
I don't have any.
Well, thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
And this is our last meeting of the session, so may or may not be here. Joe may or may not be here, but we enjoyed working with you. And
yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Cindy, thank you for picking up the mantle.
Appreciate it.
You're
Patrick.
Welcome.
All right. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit?
Cindy, you too.
Thank you.
Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit?
I just want to say, since it is possibly the last, just want to compliment the finance department, in particular Julie, on getting a handle on a, for lack of a better word, difficult situation and making the best of it. And coming out as good as she's come out.
Yeah.
Appreciate your hard work.
When did you actually start?
Mid-March.
Of this year?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember this time last year, we were struggling and we had Patrick, which was a godsend, and got us through that, so. But I do want to say that the amount of time, it seemed like you've been doing it for 10 years with me, but I just want to say you better pick up a lot of stuff, and I'm very pleased that you were able to find stuff and make sure our budget's in good shape, upon contrary belief. But it is in good shape, and it's accounted to you, and I know every day you're probably finding something new.
Yeah, depending on the day, yes.
So, well, that's pretty much it. Remarks from Councilor Joe, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would like to say thank you. You've done a good job on this committee. I think this committee has done a good job. Well, Kevin, unfortunately, he got transferred out to sea.
Yeah, he's probably
He was a good guy to be on the committee. I want to thank the finance director, Cindy. It's been a pleasure. Again, we can have differences, but let's be respectable about our differences. And I hope that stays that way.
Yeah, and I just want to say, Kevin, really, when we got into the budget, he was really on top of stuff.
Yeah, he was.
It's crunching, it's not running again, but it was good that hopefully he can one day get on there because he's pretty smart on this stuff. And with that, I will take a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman.